This is Northwest News from KNKX. What caused the catastrophic failure of Seattle's main wastewater treatment plant? And how can we be sure it won't happen again? King County Council members have taken emergency action to ensure that there's a fully independent investigation. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has that story.
In the early morning hours of February 9th last month, in the midst of an unusually wet rainstorm, the West Point treatment plant broke down. It sits on the northern edge of Elliott Bay next to Discovery Park and had been inundated. Inside it, floodwater was 12 feet high in places, the equipment overwhelmed.
Hundreds of millions of gallons of untreated stormwater and raw sewage were dumped into Puget Sound. It was a real shock to everybody, and we've all been wanting to find out what went wrong.
King County Councilmember Jean Cole Wells is a co-sponsor with two other council members of the emergency measure to find out. She represents the Magnolia neighborhood where the plant is located and is worried about the effects of the increased and ongoing pollution on the already struggling ecology of Puget Sound. Their motion passed unanimously.
And we want to make sure that everyone understands, including the public, that this must be done in a totally transparent way. Totally independent.
A third-party review is good no matter where it comes from.
That's Mark Isaacson, the director of the county's wastewater treatment division. He says they were in the process of commissioning an outside investigation anyway, but they're working with the council now.
Of course, we would do it ourselves, but I like the idea of having an oversight committee and panel to report to.
The council's goal is to find a consultant who can deliver a final report to them and the King County executive by July 1st. Isaacson has been in his position just 4 months and says he's as eager as anyone to get answers back from a thorough investigation. And he says it's realistic that the plant will be fully operational again by the end of April. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
There is a community meeting this weekend with Councilmember Cole Wells and Wastewater Director Isaacson. That is on Saturday in Magnolia. More information with this web post on knkx.org.